The Tom Likas Show.
Coke, weed, booze, lewds, and speed.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
I might be in a cartoon.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, this is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24-7 at blowmeuptom.com. Our podcast is available on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Well, this is a bonus. It's a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And that means it must be Tuesday, and that means we must be here with our friend attorney out of Texas, who is here in the guise of family law attorney.
All right.
Adam Sachs. Good to see you, Adam.
Hey, Tom, what's up?
Not much. Before we do anything, I think you have a client who uncharacteristically has shown up early.
Okay.
To talk to us. So before we get to everything you've prepared, and I know you've prepared a lot, why don't we talk to your client?
Let me give him a little intro.
Okay.
Okay, so I wanted to talk tonight about expectations, Tom.
Yes.
A little confusion about that. I had a guy call me today that was talking about he wanted a prenup. And we started talking about it, and I told him, I said, you know, you can't have a date set. And he just exploded.
At you?
Yes, absolutely. He used the F word and everything. And you know how patient I try to be with people.
Now, was this someone you found through our relationship?
There's no doubt about it, Tom.
Well, now, didn't this person know that I've been saying this for years? Right. In fact, it was because I negotiated my own prenups
right.
Where I was advised
you knew it.
Repeatedly. Do not agree to a date until this document has been executed.
So here you go. You see, this is what I wanted to talk about, which is I think that people hear what they want to hear. You know, he started yelling at me, cursed at me. He said, you know, he's talked to other lawyers who told him it wasn't a problem. He already had a date in May or something like that. And I was just, you know, just giving him a little like, you know, hey, you sure you want to get married? You know, and he got
right.
Real defensive. And I think that people believe what they want to believe. Now, you and I have had a couple of examples of people that called in, and they're just stuck on something, and they really want to do it that way. And I think what you said is true. They're calling you to get your stamp of approval.
Right.
And you've said, you know, after going around and around a couple of times, you say, you know something, no matter how many ways you say it, I'm never going to agree to this bullshit you're doing. And they get really upset. So the person who has called, what are we calling him?
We're calling him John.
John, okay.
We'll call him John.
Yes, thank you. Call me Ishmael. So
there we go.
Tom is a soldier, and he's one of my clients. And as a matter of fact, we were in court today, and we have an ongoing case, so it's not, over and done, and we can talk about it in the past tense. It's going on. We're in the war right now. But I think that John is very interesting, and the reason that I asked him to join us tonight is because he represents a lot of the things that we've talked about. He's a soldier. He was quite a hero for our country, Tom. He fought very bravely in Iraq. He was on the front lines. He wasn't doing some kitchen detail or whatever. And you know where it's going, Tom. He got married before he went.
Oh, boy.
And he had a kid. And
another thing I warn these boys about.
I got to tell you, it's not the smartest thing for soldiers to do. And again, I know this is really something, but, you know, being his lawyer, I talked to his mother and father because they're going to be witnesses in the case. And they were talking about how taken he was with her and how blinded he was by that love that he had, that he thought he had. That's the key word right there. And I was thinking a little bit about some of the things that you talked about, Tom, where there was a whole point in your life when you were living in Laurel Canyon and mowing the lawn and being the good husband, as I recall.
Well, actually, being the good husband was in Phoenix.
Oh,
but living in Laurel Canyon was when I had the women coming home going, oh, I love your little tree house here. Now, just take one of those 32-page sample documents when you walk out the door, please.
No, what's the one where you were doing the mowing and you were like, you know...
That was Phoenix.
Oh, that was Phoenix. I'm
that
sorry.
Was Phoenix, yes.
It gets confusing sometimes.
I was domestic bliss, what we called it.
All right. Well, so the problem with the domestic bliss, and it's our desire to believe what we want to believe, is where it leads. And so let's have John. Is John there?
John is right here. John, you're on with Adam. Hey.
John?
Hi. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Really good.
So thanks for coming on. We had a pretty wild day in court today, didn't we, huh?
Oh, yeah, we did.
I was explaining to everybody that this is something that's going to be ongoing for a while, so it's not like this big thing on TV where you have this one big court day and it's all over. But just in general, John, I wanted to just kind of frame who you were. You were a soldier. What branch were you in?
United States Marine Corps.
And you were a frontline fighter, right?
Yeah, I was on the front lines in Iraq in 2003.
And do you remember, like, I mean, we're not talking about only you, I suppose. Obviously, you've made your mistakes, whatever they are. But just for the boys out there, how did you decide to get married? And didn't other guys in your, you know, unit get married and so forth?
Yeah, yeah. What happened is, like, all young guys that go, you know, into the military, go to war and come back, you know, all of us, all we want to do is, once we get back, is, you know, have the American dream, have the family with the kids, you know, and live a happy life. Unfortunately, that's not the case for a lot of us.
Now, I mean, we talk about, like, let's say from my grandfather's time, where it was World War II or whatever, you know, we talk about this, and Tom talks about how women have changed, where, you know, your grandma didn't have, you know, 10 email addresses and Facebook and all the other things that give women all these opportunities to meet other guys and so forth. And what was your experience in terms of being a soldier and getting involved with a woman and, like, you know, the whole connection of, like, being on the base or being deployed or whatever?
Well, this is from personal experience and just the things that I've seen from a lot of my, you know, brothers in arms that was in there. One thing I have to say is never get married, never get in a relationship while you're in the military, because all you're going to end up is just setting yourself up for failure. I mean, as soon as you go off on deployment, you know, you're gone for 3-4 months. You think you love the girl. You come back to find out that she's having, you know, she's having 3 or 4 other guys fucking her while you're out.
You believe that, Tom?
But do I believe it? I tell guys this all the time, all the time.
Isn't that something to hear?
Let me ask you a question, John. Isn't it something you've heard me talk about in the past? Well, let's get down to that. The UCMJ, don't you think this should be treason? Where if you have a man who is deployed to a foreign locale,
for the country,
defending our country, whatever you do in terms of adultery, you are distracting that man from his duty.
No shit.
And I think that the wives of members of the military should be responsible if they go ahead and commit adultery behind the backs of a deployed soldier. I think they should be punished under the UCMJ. I do.
We should make them. We should agree with that.
I mean, there's just no two ways about it.
I mean, and you'll be surprised too. For as many guys out there in there that they say, you know, oh, this is never going to happen to me or whatever. You know, all I have to say to all those guys that are listening right now, that are in the military, Marines, Navy, Army, whatever it is, wake the fuck up, get your head out of your ass, because if you think it's not going to happen to you, you are dead wrong.
What's amazing to me, John, was when I never spoke, obviously, to your wife, ex-wife, but, you know, what's amazing to me is when I talk to some of these women who have a deployed soldier for a husband, they say to me, well, I cheated on him because he abandoned me. I was lonely. And it's like, are you kidding? Like, are you that delusional? In other words, a woman marries a guy knowing that he's a soldier, knowing that he's going to get deployed, and somehow when he gets deployed in the service of the country, she has the attitude that he's abandoned her? I mean, how delusional can you be?
Right? Well, that's what soldiers do. They are deployed around the world to defend the freedom and security of the United States of America. That's what they do. Don't like it? Don't marry them. Don't get with them.
How could you say you didn't know?
Well, if you know somebody's in the military, you got to know that that's one of the possibilities. You know, it's like joining the military and saying, hey, I thought I had a desk job. I didn't think you were going to send me to Iraq. You know, the people who join, they know what they're joining for. They know what they're possibly going to be doing. Many people I know who've served in Iraq and Afghanistan wanted to be deployed to those places. They wanted to go there and defend their country. And the idea that a woman would marry a man like that and then complain that he was gone and use that as justification for committing adultery, it's outrageous.
And she's taking his benefits, by the way, and living in the military housing.
That she could be allowed to do that is beyond belief.
Now, can you imagine if you're a soldier and you're over in Iraq and you're dealing with horrible situations, all kinds of firefights and your friends getting hurt and killed and so forth, and you get served with papers for divorce? Or you're on the phone and she's lying to you and you can tell she's lying?
The idea that you can be rewarded for fucking around in the military is just beyond belief.
Well, remember, feminism pushed for what they call no-fault divorce.
Right.
And that's one of the major effects of no-fault divorce. No-fault divorce sounds like a good thing. It's great. And by the way, California was the pioneer. New York didn't have it until last year. Did you know that, Tom?
It just changed. I did know that. And obviously, when you see attorneys like Raoul Felder and some of these other faces you see, these talking heads from TV, you know that that's – I'm sure they fought that tooth and nail for the last 30 years.
Well, they want no-fault divorce because then it takes the whole thing away from the woman.
Right.
So, John, you had experience with other soldier friends of yours?
Yeah, I mean, and one of the most interesting ones, well, not interesting because it was actually a very sad thing, and I know, you, Tom, you've probably heard it all, but this one, I don't know whether you have. When I was in Iraq and we came back, one of the guys that we went out there, he got sent back a little bit earlier because he actually got injured. When he came back, he came like 2 months, earlier than what he was supposed to. He has to go home to find his wife getting trained by three other guys in his house, in the base.
Can you believe that?
And
I do believe it because I've gotten so many of these calls. Yes, I believe it.
Yeah,
I think it's horrible, but I believe it.
Yeah, well, the only difference in this one, you know, is that all these, you know, what happened is that this guy was just coming back. He still had all his weapons. So.
Oh, Jesus.
And he kind of went a little bit, he snapped. At the moment, you know, this was the girl that he's been with all his life. They actually had kids and everything. Guy comes in, wastes everybody in there.
Oh, my God, he killed them?
Yep.
Oh, Tom, can you believe
Jesus.
That?
Jesus.
Oh,
you know,
my God.
It's just, I mean, all these people, you know, they're wondering, it's like, oh, well, they get lonely. I mean, what do you think about these guys that are out there? You know, most of us, when we get deployed, it's 6 months to a year or more. You know, if they think they're lonely, I mean, what about all the guys over there getting shot at every single day, you know, having shit blow up, you know, next to them, not being able to sleep, you know, having the images and everything in their head, you know, and it's, for what?
I can't believe it doesn't happen more often, John, to be honest with you. If you think about these soldiers coming back from that environment and they're in, you know, San Diego or wherever they land for one day with God knows post-traumatic stress and they're walking in on their wife with another man, I mean, that is so disgusting.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Now, John, you've been a listener. You've heard me talk about these things in the past. Why'd you get married in the first place?
Good question.
Plain and simple, I was young.
What was that, young and dumb?
You know, yeah, pretty much young and dumb. I mean, it's like...
But you had heard me tell you not to get married, right?
Yep.
You know, John,
and you told me, and you heard me say especially that was true if you were in the military, because so many of our boys have called me with this same story. They join the military. They're 19 years old. They want somebody to be there when they come home from being deployed. And yet we hear the same result over and over and over.
I mean, in my case, I'll just be straight out honest. I mean, I was a dumbass, and I was one of the ones that thought, oh, that will never happen to me.
Right.
Right.
You know, yeah, and that's just for all the people that think, oh, that will never happen to me. Man, wake the fuck up.
Yeah, it's going to happen to you. It's going to happen to most of you.
See, that's one of the things that you have to believe when you're in a relationship, Tom. You have to believe somehow that the regular rules don't apply. You know, this is us, our special love. Remember that music you throw on?
Right, of course.
The thing is...
We invented love, for God's sake.
No, but what's kind of ironic in this case, and I don't mean to embarrass you, John, and you know that I talked to your mother in my work for your case, you know? And she just told me very briefly that she had, and I think your father and some of your other family had some very, very severe concerns, and you were just mesmerized. You were blinded by love. She said they couldn't discuss it with you. Do you remember that?
Yep. Had a serious case of the love goggles.
There it is.
Unbelievable. But, you know, again, the whole idea of falling in love, I've told you what I think about that. But certainly, if you're in the military and you need to be married, you know what? Go serve your country. Get your free education or a low-priced education. Get all the benefits you're going to get that you deserve for going and being deployed. Once you have received all your benefits, what you are, you know, you've gotten your education, then talk about getting married. You know, in the meantime, you know, what could be better than having a uniform and walking through foreign countries and meeting chicks? You've got all these women at your disposal. There's nothing hotter than a guy in a uniform. Women love it. And yet you got these guys who say, oh, I couldn't do that. I got my girlfriend. I got my fiance back home. I got my wife back home. Meantime, you're missing one of the great opportunities to get laid in your lifetime.
No doubt about
it.
Pretty much. What I also talk about, which is very, very troublesome, it's amazing to me. We talked about this, too, in the past, Tom, where these guys, and I don't know, you know, precisely, I don't even want to think about it, but they're going to fight Al-Qaeda. They're in the most dangerous, terrifying situations in these you know, mountains with the caverns
right.
and all this crazy shit going on.
Yeah.
And they come here, and to fight their wife in court, they're terrified.
That gives you an idea of how bad it is.
And
how bad are women? These guys could face Al-Qaeda, but when it comes to facing the wife and saying, yeah. are you fucking around, they're scared to death of that.
That's true. It's not a joke.
I know.
Somehow Al-Qaeda you can handle. And the other thing that's a killer, and this is really true, I think this is true of the military in general, but this is 10 times worse with Marines, and John's a Marine, as we know. There's a whole belief, you know, there's a whole basis, a whole foundation of country and honor and duty and sacrifice and all these, you know, heavy words in terms of, you know, the way you're supposed to behave and act. And women, I'm sorry, Tom, women just do not relate. Women will do every dirty, nasty, underhanded thing that you could ever dream about. And that's what we saw today, right, John? What didn't she want to say about you? You couldn't be any worse. Within 30...
She pretty much threw just about every single accusation that she possibly could.
Right, so you're a drug addict, as I recall? And
yeah,
you're
drunk,
an alcoholic,
drug addict, mentally abusive.
Of course, always abusive.
Everything.
And as I recall, you brought back some of your weapons, right, from Iraq, which you're allowed to have. Anyone could have them, right? Especially a soldier would have some. And I think she took pictures of them or something to say that she was terrified of you.
Yeah, she actually got some of those things which actually, you know, had gotten them planked. She took them off the plaques, took pictures of it.
Can you believe that?
Put that as her evidence, saying that I was threatening to kill her, and then claimed that she didn't take any of that stuff and that I was crazy.
And then the worst part, Tom, and this is the coup de grace, is tell us about her weight gain.
Oh God! look at it this way. When I met her, she had a good figure.
She was hot stuff,
she,
Tom.
As soon as she signed the dotted line, you know, all of a sudden is, oh, you know, let's go work out. Oh, I have a headache. I have this and that and that and that. Now she's like 50 or 60 pounds over.
Oh.
I see her now. And
I gotta,
I'm like, holy shit,
hey,
what happened to your ass?
I got to be honest with you, John. I don't think it's 60 pounds, man. I think it's like 100 pounds.
Well, close to there.
She was big, and her sister came to court, Tom. She was pretty fucking
big,
too.
Were they two tons of fun?
They were lots of fun, man. there was definitely more to love, Tom, let me tell you. And,
yeah.
Wow. And she hired a super nasty lawyer, Tom.
Right.
And they're just going for the jugular. No holds barred. And wow. What difference would it make except, part two, John has a child with her.
Yeah.
He has a son. Beautiful kid. So now...
Are we sure it's his? Hate to say it.
Don't even... Jesus. All right, we'll have to work on that later. But assuming it's his, I mean, talk about doing every kind of lousy parental alienation, insulting, you know, John to his kid, doing all kinds of crazy stuff. It's just endless. And what's amazing, and this is my experience, I'm sorry to say, with women, is that these are the normal patterns. I'd like to tell John, yours, you know, she's crazy. But she's not. She's very, very typical. And these are the things that women gravitate toward. And when you talk about somebody who served the country, who's done the right thing, who married her in an honorable way, and what did our grandparents always talk about, my grandfather? To be faithful, to be honest, right? He got her a house, he cared for his child. We always hear about deadbeat fathers. Here's a guy who loves his kid, and she's turned every single thing into something negative. Everything.
Yep. So what happens next for John here?
Well, we got court in a couple of weeks, and we're going to try to improve his custody situation to get him custody as the father. But she has been so crazy. I mean, he literally is not even like his names are not even on the sheets when he goes to the school or when he calls like the doctor or the dentist to even knows what's happening with his child. It's very common behavior among women to behave as though the child is their property, their exclusive property, and essentially doing the father a big favor to like let him have any contact. For example, one of the orders we have is that John's supposed to have a phone call with his kid every other day. He calls, she hangs up. Or he can hear her in the background screaming, "Don't talk to your no good father, blah, blah, blah." I mean, it's just, I'm sorry to say it, but it's very, very typical. And I think when it's a soldier, it hurts even worse.
No, I'm sure that's true.
And especially with that one, the kicker is having to deal with DCFS.
Oh, yeah, well, the DCFS. That's the child services, Tom. The idea with child abuse is they gave these 800 numbers, and they wanted people to be encouraged to use them, so they make it anonymous. So here, the mother has called, you know, again and again and again, reporting child abuse, and she doesn't have to leave her name, so it's an anonymous call. And meanwhile, the state gets involved, and they
have
to follow up.
How do we know she called?
Well, we don't know for sure, but who else was it? So the bottom line is, it's going to be her most likely, or it's one of her friends, or it's someone that she told who is a reporter that has to report it. And the point is that how many investigations have you had so far, John? Four or five?
Four.
Four. So, Tom, talk about humiliating. They go to your house. They're like interview your parents, your family. They're looking for the circumstances. Are you an abusive person? And how can you prove a negative? If I say you're a child molester, you say, "What? I'm not a child molester." Right? Once it's out of the bag, I mean, it's like a terrible thing to be accused of, right? So here, you're accused of being a child abuser. You look bad. Everyone's looking at you suspicious. All these social workers, right? And by the way, I'm sorry, Tom, who do you think the social workers are?
Lesbians.
These ultra-confused lesbians that were abused by their fathers, okay? And now they're in the world to, like, you know, save children or whatever, okay?
Right.
So you're dead before you even started. And, I mean, in terms of the whole aspect of it, his kid is only about, how's your son, 4 years old, 5 years old?
He's four and a half.
Four and a half, Tom. 14 more years of this shit. Think about it.
Jesus.
So we're going to do the best we can for John, but this should be a warning to the boys out there.
Absolutely.
And as far as this other guy who called me with the prenup, okay, you're going to be calling me in a year or two, buddy, singing the blues.
You know, I told you it's going to be on my grave. My gravestone's going to say, "I told you I was sick." And there's no satisfaction in living your life always telling people, "Hey, I told you that was going to happen." I told you. But that's what happens.
Tom, you're too much.
John, you doing okay? Everything, you're confident going forward here?
Yeah, my confidence is great. I mean, especially having Adam there. I mean, because before I got Adam as my attorney, you know, the previous, you know, jackass, not to call him anything worse, you know, he wasn't handling things correctly. I mean, things just got to a mess to the point where once I got Adam, you know, he was able to fix everything. I mean, shit, it's like he was able in a month to do everything that needed to be done, but the other guy took him like close to 2 years to get his head out of his ass.
Well, here's the other thing. Tell me if this happened to you. One of the things that happened to me with divorce attorneys is if, you know, if they don't have the experience in dealing with men like me, okay, they will always try to get you to roll over for everything that is proposed. Everything. Well, we should just give her that. Well, we should just let her have that. Well, you're never going to win anyway. Did you have that problem?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's horrible, Tom.
This is what they do.
Jeez, man.
Might as well just let her have that. No, but why? Are we going to get into a pissing match about that? Another 100,000? Let her have it. What are you doing?
Say, fuck, it's easy for you to say.
This is what they do.
Unbelievable.
They don't fight.
Well.
Yeah, and they'll just, you know, they'll tether you along and they just screw you over, you know. But, I mean, one of the things that, you know, I actually love about Adam is that he will not give you bullshit. Tell you, this is what needs to be done. Get your head out of your ass. Get your shit together. This is what we need to do.
I appreciate you saying that. I really do.
And he gets shit done. I mean,
the thing is, I think, John, I piss a lot of guys off. I'm too honest. Seriously, I tell them, listen, forget it. That's not going to work. Let's do this. Let's do that. They go, oh, screw you, man. I got another lawyer said he's going to do it. I say, okay, you'll be calling me in 6 months crying.
Right. And you know, Adam, many times he's had to, like the sign at the gas station, we fix bad brake jobs.
That's the deal. Man.
All right, John, well, a good call. Thank you for laying it out there for us, because a lot of the boys, just like you, didn't listen. A lot of the boys don't listen. And here is an example of what happens when you go ahead and you get married anyway. You go ahead and you say, it's not going to happen to me. I have found true love. We invented love. We're all about the love over here.
What's the name of that song, Tom?
It's called Theme from a Summer's Place.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
Percy Faith.
We needed that.
Exactly. We are the inventor's love.
Special love.
This is a love like no other love.
We laugh at people that laugh at us.
Other people don't know what love is, but we do. We are romantic. We love each other. We skip hand in hand down the beach, thinking about all the others who think they're in love, but they're not in love the way we're in love. We are in love. The others, they just look at them. They're going to be broken up, and years after they've broken up, we're going to be together in love forever. We don't need prenuptial agreements. We don't need any agreements at all. We're going to be together forever. We're never going to get divorced. Who needs? Yeah.
Ouch.
That's what it's like.
Oh, man. And it's
true.
I'm not trying to kill you, John. We're going to turn everything around for you. It's not like a hopeless case or anything, but it's just such a high price to pay.
But it's a typical case, isn't it?
Oh, Tom, it's such a high price to pay.
Yeah.
Guys have to come and see this, man, just because I actually cross-examined her today, and you're just looking into the face of this angry woman who's just bitter, nasty, and you know, we talked about these bitter women in their 40s or 50s or whatever.
Yes, we
Here's
did.
A woman like in her 20s, I guess, or late 20s, early 30s.
Right.
She's so freaking mad. She's so pissed about everything, and she's absolutely sure that everything that's wrong in her life is John's fault.
Right.
Now, how did that happen? Where did that come from? Here, she cheated on him. She left him. But everything that's wrong...
He left me alone at the barracks. We were all by ourselves. He went off to some other country. Who knows what he was doing or who he was with? He was out there doing something. I didn't see him. Month after month, left alone, paying the bills and taking care of our kid. He wasn't even there to buy diapers for the kid.
Oh, he's talking about diapers.
That's Maury. They always say that, Maury.
He never bought diapers.
No Pampers, Maury. I never got any Pampers from him.
You are the father.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. Well, John, thanks a lot, man. Thanks for opening it up like that. I appreciate it, man. It's a good lesson
no problem.
To the boys.
And if I can say just one thing to all you military people listening, especially the guys, you know, if you're in the service, you know, don't get married. Don't get in a relationship. Use your time. Go around. And like my grandfather used to say, taste all the fruits of the world before you settle down on a plum.
Right. And never marry a fruit. Just squeeze all the juice out of it and toss the rind.
And if the military wanted you to have a wife, they would have issued you one.
Next spring, there'll be a whole new crop of fruit.
Unbelievable, man.
Yep.
All right. Good call, John. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me. And, Adam, I'll talk to you later.
All right. You take care. Thanks for coming on.
There you go.
All right. That's as real as it gets, Tom. I'm sorry.
I know. I mean, we talk about these stories all the time.
I know, we talk about it, but here's a real case. I mean, for real person, all right?
There's nobody I feel more for than these young boys who go into the military to serve their country, to protect us and our way of life.
Damn right.
They go in there. They take risks most of us would never think of taking. They do the hard work most of us not willing to do. They do the heavy lifting for us.
In harm's way.
They are. And the idea, first of all, that they feel the need to get married. And I understand that a lot of them get married because they're afraid.
Yeah.
You know, they want somebody to write home to and say, I'm scared.
Doesn't that make sense? Wouldn't it be nice to have someone to write home to, like your grandma used to be?
Well, it would be.
So these skanks, Tom.
But they have to understand that women are not what they were, as I always say, 50 years ago. They're not. And, you know, it's all about them, and it's all about what they're getting out of the situation. And unfortunately, you're not going to find women who are going to wait there for you and not have sex with others and not get knocked up by others. And frankly, you know, I have an uncle, now deceased. We did not know. You know, he was married to my Aunt Rita, who was, you know. My Aunt Rita, who was the
stockbroker.
Worked for the Bond House, John Nuveen and Company, on Maiden Lane.
She was
right
way
off Wall Street.
Way ahead of her time.
Ahead of her time. One of the few women on Wall Street when she was there. And we did not know that her husband, my Uncle Jerry, we did not know that he had been married during World War II. And he got what they called a Dear John letter while he was serving our country in World War II.
How sweet.
So he was married, and the wife wrote to him and said she told him she was breaking up with him. He didn't come home and find her in bed with somebody else, as far as we know. But
that's progress.
He had in his portfolio, in his private file, he had this letter he received saying she was very sorry, but she was going to be leaving him. Now, imagine, there you are serving your country. Again, I'm so thrilled that, as bad as it was, he didn't have stories like John where you come home and there you find your wife in bed with somebody else or several somebody else's. But I understand the mentality, the military mindset. I understand because I have many people in my family, including my dad, who served in the military. And, you know, the idea that women are these days, women are not going to sit around and wait 6 months for or a year for you to come home from Afghanistan. A lot of them are just going to do whatever the fuck they want. It pisses me off. You know, I just wish these guys would not get that. I wish they would depend on other friends, okay? If you're going to the military, call me from Afghanistan. Call me from Iraq. I will talk you through it. I will be there for you to have your guy friends talk to you. But you don't need to marry somebody because today's women are not like your grandmother. They're not.
Think about a woman pressuring a military guy to marry her before he leaves. And she's pushing him and bugging him to get married. And he agrees to it. And then 2 months later he leaves and then she's cheating on him?
Right.
What the hell's going on?
I know.
This is what you wanted? It's like that thing we talked about. It's like women really want to be married, but I'm sorry. Women really want to get
married. They want to get married. They don't want to
be married. Thank you, Tom.
That's why they file most of the divorces.
Yeah, but it's like a man can't, I can't even say it right. It's too stupid.
Right? Oh, by the way, women want to have babies. They don't want to raise children.
Yes, that's a good one.
You know, they want
baby showers. Yeah,
they want to be the center of attention. But they don't, you know, when the baby is up at 3 in the morning crying to be fed, they don't want to be mothers at that time. They want to be mothers when they're registered over there at Babies R Us.
Amazing.
That's the fact, Jack. All right, by the way, Adam is here in his guise of family law attorney. In case you didn't guess, he's here to answer your questions about divorce, about vaginamony, about child support, about child custody, okay, prenuptial agreements. We don't want you to end up like John, for God's sake.
Oh, God.
It's free legal advice for you. You can call us here right now at this number, 901-3000, Tom. You've talked to Adam. You've heard Adam on the program. You know his deal. You know what he does. And if you are undergoing this really tough situation involving marriage or divorce or child custody or child support, any of that, or maybe you've got that restraining order, the ever-popular restraining order, which many of our listeners have unfortunately found out about the hard way, call this number, 901-3000-TOM, to talk to Adam Sachs. This is free legal advice for you right now if you call 901-3000-TOM. Start dialing, and then we're going to get to you at 901-3000-866.
You're listening to the Internet's number one call-in show, 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
On this show, I love talking about how to save money. Well, here's one great way to save some money. If you need insurance, Costlo Insurance is the place to go to get the best deal. That's COSTLO, Costlo. Independent, family-owned and operated since 1965. Big fans of our show, and they're just great people. You know, when I was having trouble getting my Tesla Model S insured, and I was having trouble, Costlo got the job done. Quick, easy. Total pleasure to deal with. Are you kidding? I'm so proud to be insured through Costlo. I think it's great. Now, you really should give them a call. Get a free, no-obligation quote at this number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CostlowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Now, they represent lots of A-plus rated insurance companies, and they'll work with you to get the right protection at the right price. For property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance, it's 818-707-7711. Competitive rates for all risks, from DUIs to spotless driving records, from basic liability to comprehensive full coverage policies. Do what I did. Call 818-707-7711 or visit Costlow.com today. Costlow, COSTLO.
Were you with Dr. Skanky Poon? He's the director of testicular abnormalities at the Poonjai Center for Ball Health. Doctor, what can you tell us about tiny ball syndrome?
Oh, totally tiny. Terribly tiny balls.
Yes, it's tiny ball syndrome.
Terribly tiny, totally tiny balls.
Well, you heard the doctor.
Terribly tiny.
Don't let it happen to you.
Tiny, tiny balls.
Newer, faster, harder.
We've been encouraging some of the small and medium-sized businesses out there to advertise on our show because radio has pretty much let them know they're not welcome with really high prices on their commercials. And our friends at Kelly Controls, they heard our call when we said, hey, small and medium-sized businesses, step it up. And here's Kelly Controls for all your industrial, electric, and system integration services throughout California. You just call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. Now, Kelly Controls specializes in PLC, automation, SCADA systems, variable frequency drives, instrumentation, and process and motion control. Kelly Controls can help you complete your project and get your equipment up and running quickly and professionally. All you have to do is call Kelly Controls at 661-294-8000. You got that? 661-294-8000, or you can visit them online at kellycontrols.com. And let me spell Kelly for you. K-E-L-L-E-Y, controls.com.
Hammer time.
It's the Tom Likas Show, Bonus Hour. And we are here with family law attorney Adam Sachs on your calls at 901-3000-TOM. It's 901-3000-TOM, 901-3000-866. And we got calls coming in here. Let's say hi. Adam always laughs when I bring this up. I do believe this is a burgeoning business in the divorce arena. Matt in Olympia, Washington. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, Tom and Adam.
Hey, Matt.
Nice to talk to you guys again.
Hey, what's up?
Second time. I'm in the Army. I'm up here in Fort Lewis. I'm about to be Matt from New York here, unfortunately, according to the Army. But one of the guys I started working with back in April, from the day I met him, was just going on and on about his soon-to-be ex-wife and all the drama she was causing. And just crazy bullshit. And I kept trying to get him to call you. You know, obviously I'm up here in Washington, and I'm not really sure what you could have helped him with, but I still was trying to get him to call you.
No, I'm licensed in Washington.
Right. I don't know if we can afford to have you come up here, though. That was the other thing. So he had this woman. She was several years younger than him. I guess they met her at the gym. They're both, like, avid bodybuilders, and she's just batshit crazy. And cheating on him and causing all kinds of drama. And I kept trying to get him to call you just to get in touch with a lawyer and do something official because he kept trying to outwit her and try and play games and propose these scenarios where he's like, oh, I know you're cheating on me and I got proof when he was just making it all up. And it really caused a lot of heartache and drama for him for a long time. Eventually, he finally got a lawyer. He got some female divorce attorney that he felt was very aggressive that graduated from Notre Dame. And right from the beginning, obviously, things started to improve for him. And what we're bringing around to my question is I'm not sure if it basically, they got a mutual restraining order as soon as they went to court, the court imposed a restraining order on both of them against each other. And it helped out in his benefit because she immediately violated it. And she called, he let it go to voicemail, and then he just put the voicemail back to the cop. And so I don't know if she was contempt of court, but they slapped her on the wrist for it. And just recently, she actually broke into his house
and
ransacked it, went to his computer.
Can you believe it?
I love him!
Is this like grandma? Forget it, man. Are you kidding me? You got to be kidding me. She ransacked his house.
Oh, he came up. He thought there was a pile of snow in his driveway, and it was very unusual. He realized it was the paper from his paper shredder.
Oh, my God.
Sitting in his driveway. The house was, all the drawers had been rummaged through. She went through his computer and deleted what she thought were all the pictures of her and everything else on there. This happened on Saturday before last. He couldn't get a hold of his lawyer till Monday, and apparently she kind of admonished him for going to the cops before talking to her that first time. So he waited for her. She told him to call the cops. Cops came out, took a thorough report. Like, they were very meticulous in taking down his report and filing her, and apparently she's looking at felony charges now. So she's all her demands she's been gradually losing because of her irrational behavior and forfeiting stuff. But like Tom always said, like, he was just blind in love with her. They bought a house together way more than anybody in our income should afford.
God.
They got a Porsche together, which she tried to steal. The
all right,
let's that
come
back.
On, man. Come
been,
on. Your friend's nuts, obviously. Do you have a question?
My question was, obviously in the Army, we've got top secret clearances.
Oh, my God.
And I was wondering if, like, this situation here where the court imposed the mutual restraining order basically against them, and it wasn't like she ran out and got one. Does that look different? Is that noted differently, like in file somewhere?
I got to tell you, this is no joke, by the way. You know, people talk about restraining orders. When you are in the military or you're a contractor or whatever, and you have a high security clearance, a lot of people work for the government have those, you can't have a restraining order. I mean, you got to be out of your mind. You're going to lose your clearance. People don't see how these things echo. When you talk about being in contempt of court, you have guys that work for the TSA. I had a case like that. The guy was one of those inspectors for the airport and whatnot, and he got a contempt thing against them, and he lost his job. That's not funny. And so these crazy chicks, I mean, you know, we're kidding around, and we talked about this. I think I got this straight from Art Webb, which was, crazy in the head, crazy in the bed. But the bottom line is that, you know, getting involved with a woman like that, she's breaking into your house, she's like stalking you, she's shredding your papers, she's breaking things, she's stealing from you. And what the fuck, man? What do you need that for? Who needs that kind of drama? That's sick. And, you know, you talk about your friend. I mean, I would have talked to him, but it's very common that, you know, people get into these situations and they say that they don't like it and they want help, but they don't really want help. They're drama queens, you know, the male version. And they love it. They get excited. Oh, you won't believe what she did. You know, they want to tell the story or whatever. So you as a friend, you've obviously been concerned about him, but I would, at this point, I would consider getting some healthy distance, because it's not your problem, and it's some craziness that he's involved in, and, you know, you're just sort of, like, listening to it. You're not getting any of the upside, like the sex that he's getting, and so I wouldn't get too deep into it if I were you.
Matt, thank you. Walter on the 5 Freeway, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam Sachs. Hello.
Hey, Adam. Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Hey, great. Walter. What's up?
Hey, really quick question, Adam. I heard you talking about no fault out of California. I have a buddy of mine. He's been married 25 years, works for the city, and he has pension coming, all the package.
Geez.
Very sweet deal. And his wife never worked. He put her to school all the way through master's. She still doesn't want to work. And they live in the same house, separate rooms, supposedly.
Oh, can you see?
Get this. And he's waiting for her to cheat on him because he doesn't believe they're... it doesn't apply. That he's waiting for her to cheat on him, and they get divorced and keep his pension and all that kind of stuff.
I understand. What state is that?
California, here in L.A.
Okay, so let's face it, okay? He doesn't know because he doesn't want to know, okay? He's being willfully blind. I talk to people like this all the time that are arguing with me about no fault and common law marriage or whatever. your friend, for some screwed up reason, wants to stay with this woman, and he wants to have a sexless marriage and live in different parts of the house and all this stupid drama, and he's afraid, he's a freaking coward, he's afraid to walk away from it.
So on that, we totally agree.
Well, so you could tell him 100 times, listen, man, it's got no, it's not, it doesn't make a difference. I talked to this one, I talked to that one. You could show him the law. I've been in the situation where I printed it out from the law book and showed it to someone. Section so-and-so, you know, and here it is in the actual legal whatever wording. And they look right at it and they say, that doesn't apply to me. Okay?
He has convinced other friends, so now they're arguing with me. Now, one more question, follow up on this.
You want to help the guy, tell him go see a therapist.
Yeah. No, follow up on this. Is there anything he can do after 25 years? She's never worked. She graduated as a master's, all obviously paid by him.
You know, he's also a fool. What did he let her do that for? That's craziness.
But now, she has good earning potential, but she doesn't earn anything because she knows that's one way to keep him in line.
Right.
Is there anything that can be done, or if everything's going to be split 50 and 50-50?
Well,
he's going to be screwed
anyway.
There
are things that I can do to compel a woman to work, especially if she's healthy and she has qualifications like degrees like you're talking about. But if you think about it, if he was with her all these years and couldn't get her to work, how successful is he going to be when he's not with her? I mean, if you couldn't influence her when you were married to her, how are you going to influence her when you're divorcing her? Now she's really not going to be listening to you. I mean, let's be realistic, okay?
Right, but is there anything that the court can do? I mean, this is an able-bodied woman, you know, paid through a master's. She's degreed. She doesn't use it because she knows she has a gravy coming from him. Is there anything that can be done in court saying, hey, look, you can't make money.
Yes.
If you don't want to, screw you, you're not getting anything.
That's a good way to either reduce her alimony or to avoid paying her alimony. But you see, your friend should be calling me, not you. And your friend should be working on this. And he's not. And he's not going to. Because he's involved in some really sick synergy with her. And he's living in the house. And they have a sexless thing. And it's sick. And he has got to pull himself out of it. Okay? And you and everybody else prodding him are not going to make any difference. And if he's insisting that California is a fault state when it's not, then he is completely out to lunch. Okay? I mean, there's a whole thing that goes on when you look at these cases and people that you care about even, like your sister or something like that, and you look at it from the outside, and whatever she's doing or whatever he's doing, he has his reasons, okay? And we can't necessarily, you know, dig into that. And when he's ready to leave her, which may be never, okay, he'll let you know, okay? But in the meantime, you got to just be a supportive friend if you can be supportive, because that's about it. There's no way for you to kick him in the ass and make him see reality. It's just not going to happen.
All right, Walter, thank you. 901-3000. Tom is our telephone number on this bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show with the divorce attorney Adam Sachs. More of your telephone calls are coming up.
No transmitters, no satellite dishes, no corporate bullshit. 901-3000, Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Okay, boys. Let's talk about step-ups. That's step-ups, top-quality insoles. Now, as you know, chicks bring so many deceiving tactics to the game, it's ridiculous. Fake knockers, nails, eyelashes, hair color. How about high heels? Women are never the height they appear to be. Well, now it's your turn to even the playing field, and that's where step-ups come in. With step-ups, anyone, even you, can be 2 inches taller instantly. Thanks to revolutionary technology, step-ups fit perfectly inside your shoe, and no one will ever know they're there. And while wearing step-ups, you can do anything you normally do. Get them now for the ridiculously low price of $21.95, and not only that, for a limited time only, enter coupon code TOM101 and get free lifetime replacement on your step-ups. Did you hear that? Lifetime replacement for Tom Likas Show listeners only. Plus, they'll throw in a free upgrade to priority shipping. Go to step-ups.com for a unique, ultra-comfortable walking-on-air experience. Life is short. You don't have to be. Get step-ups today.
You know, America loves the Gary and Dino Show. especially when they're talking donkey sex.
I turned it and jerked him off slowly. He's looking for a cigarette now. It's over. Can't you see how you fucked us up? How many times you twist while you're jerking them off?
17 minutes past the hour now. It's the Iverson of the Morning program. Well, you know the wetbacks do that all the time when they can't get their hands on actual cocks. They go right for the donkey.
Guts. Glory. Stupidity.
You know, the mules are hung even bigger than those Negro.
The Gary and Dino Show.
Warner now with sports.
Go to GaryandDino.com.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today. Enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.
Hammer time.
Yeah, it's the Tom Likas Show. Bonus hour here with Divorce Attorney Adam Sachs. Adam's here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. I'm sorry, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Get that straight. 901-3000. Tom, that's our telephone number. We're talking divorce, alimony, child support, child custody, prenups, postups. Look at all these calls we're getting about. Restraining order.
I love it.
I know.
Restraining orders are the best. Come on.
They are. Well, the best radio. Favorite. I'll tell you what. They
Listen,
are.
The modern relationship, Tom, doesn't just break up. It has to have a restraining order at
Why
the end.
Why do you say with it? Because I love her.
I was online today in court, you know, filing papers. And there were maybe five or six women in front of me. They were all restraining orders, Tom.
Look at that.
Those girls know what they want.
Yes, they do. Now, how can people get in touch with you? Before we run out of time here, how do they get in touch with you?
Sure, I answer my own phone. That's not a joke. Call me at toll-free 800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. You can also email me, adam@adamlawyer.com, and check my website, www.adamlawyer.com.
Sounds good to me.
For reals.
Vic in Woodbridge, New Jersey. You're on the Tom Likas Show. Hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, great.
Great to find
New Jersey, huh?
Awesome.
I took the New Jersey bar in 93, almost wasted me.
Well, then maybe you could help me then, because I have a question. And again, I have a lawyer. I'm not trying to bypass a lawyer or anything like
That's
that.
Good.
I just need to know for my own good. You know, I know a couple of guys that, you know, they're paying a certain amount. They make a boatload more than I do. And they're, you know, I know there's a lot of factors involved, but is there any online resource or any kind of calculator to ballpark what I owe and what I should be? And again, I'm not trying to bypass a lawyer. I have a lawyer.
You're talking about child support calculations?
Yes.
Okay. There is a program that we use in